And then there were four.
Four!
Nah, dude, not that kind of four.
Four men, four minds, eight fists, and a heap of silliness. They've traded in the bedroom for a proper studio.
And as always, these gents will try and make sense of the world with their words. And if words fail them, there's always this.
Ben Edwards with a huge finish.
But let's hope it doesn't come down to that.
Thanks to the butcher shop, Kayleen. Please welcome your hosts of the Give Yourself an Uppercut podcast, Scotty.
Yes, I died for 6 minutes. No, there wasn't a lie.
Masters.
Ben. In Soviet Russia, I punch you.
Edwards. Stephen.
Yes, my blood test is fine, baby, I promise.
Chaos. And Duke.
How good do my abs look?
Didier.
It is Season 3, Episode 12, or if you're playing along at home and counting the 3 years, Episode 59 of the Give Yourself an Uppercut podcast overall.
Wow, that's all right.
So there you go. We're
getting 10 more, and it's Duke's favourite number.
Because Pales is in here, you're going to jump on. All the filthy jokes come my way. No, that's fine.
I'm Scotty Masters.
I was waiting for Pales to show up, but I got reminded that he's not here. Also, a.k.a. the Gov.
I'm the Duke.
Yeah, and Payos not with us this week, but we do have a special guest joining us. We've promoted it the last couple of years. Ben even fought in one of these. The Capital Region Muscular Dystrophy Fight Night is coming up on Saturday, the 4th of August. This one's being held at the Ainslie Club, which is a great room. And Nige from the group is going to join us. DJ Nige, you know him around town. He's doing all sorts of gigs for Capital Region Muscular Dystrophy. He does Dance for Dystrophy on Thursday nights at the Basement. I know they're making plenty of money out of that.
Every Thursday, is it?
Yeah, he's got a bit of a residency going there. Yeah. I mean, Nige used to DJ like in Ibiza back in the day, and like he's an old school English club DJ. So he's got some pretty cool stories when you talk to him about some of the stuff he's got up to when he's spinning discs and things like that. So he's going to come in and tell us all about the fight night, and we'll run through a bunch of the prizes and stuff they've got on the night. But helping those with muscular dystrophy in the region, it's a sensational night. So no Payos, boys, he's overseas. I don't know what he's up to.
What did someone tell me?
I know what he's up to. What about, we're sitting
here. Well, he did tell you last week. We mentioned it in last week's episode. He said, I won't be here this week, boys.
Ben literally just said, we can't start the podcast till Payos gets here.
He did.
We're waiting a week.
Oh, dearie me. Boys, UFC on the weekend. I know you're going to both cover that. Benny, you've just gone up in some fighting rankings. You're a happy boy.
Well, I'm where I should be the whole time.
Oh, my God. Anyone ever calls him humble?
No, I'm happy, man. Tapology finally upgraded their rankings. They've always been a bit behind in things, but I'm where I should be now. Number two behind Ben Sasoli, who's in the Ultimate Fighter House as we speak.
Yeah, nice.
So I'm in good company.
Yeah, very, happy. Very good. Nice. Duke, you sent out a snap this morning eating the yogurt, man. Are you training? You got a fight coming up, or what's the story?
Well, I've got a few things coming up. We don't really know exactly what we're going to do fight-wise, but I'm going to compete in jiu-jitsu.
Are we allowed to talk on air?
Yeah, I think we can.
Well, that's what we're doing, man.
Did you make any phone calls this week from numbers that I sent you?
Did you enter the jiu-jitsu comp I asked you to enter?
I'm going to.
And I'm going to make that phone call as well.
You haven't made it yet?
You haven't entered the comp yet?
There's not a time restraint on me.
This is the coach athlete relationship.
Airing dirty laundry within the podcast. I love it.
So I have a phone call I need to make. Ben has an entry form he needs to fill out. And then we can both say that we might have things coming up.
Okay.
I've got a jiu-jitsu comp coming up next week. That'll be my first one. I got graded the brown belt on the weekend.
You did. I saw that. Well done, man.
So that was a real big honour and privilege.
So that's awesome.
Yeah.
But how long, you had a black belt in judo for how long?
Oh, like for the last 10 years. Or so.
Yeah, 10 years. Yeah. He'll probably be a double black belt by the time he's my age. So that's awesome.
Brown in BJJ, was it?
Yeah, Brown in BJJ. Awesome. So, yeah, I mean,
and he's been fast-tracked. He's been Southern Brown Belts since he was, what, blue, white belt?
Yeah, I felt like I kept entering the comps, give him no choice. Just keep winning the comps and then. So it's good. Now I'll be hopefully tested at Brown Belt and it's good for my development as a jiu-jitsu practitioner.
Yep,
and
nice.
And I'll compete at the state titles in the Brown Belt division next week.
Okay.
And Ben will be competing in the white belt division if he fills out his entry form.
Which I will.
And where are those being held?
Here
at the AIS Combat Centre.
Oh, okay. So next fans week, might be able to actually go along and see you fight in some way, shape or form in the nation's capital, boys.
Definitely put some pressure on Ben for us. Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah. I think.
I don't want to burst any grapplers' bubbles that are listening, but when you compete in judo or jiu-jitsu, it's not actually a fight like you guys all call it.
It's not a fight. It's a grappling match at the combat centre.
Does it bother me when you guys call it a fight?
It doesn't bother me because I fight.
Actually, it does.
It doesn't bother me because I fight.
Yeah,
it doesn't
do.
Bother me. But it does bother me when a judo or BJJ guy calls it a fight that hasn't had a fight. I can. Because,
it all bothers me, man.
Because you know, I'm, you know, three sport national champion, so I can say exactly what I want to say.
If you're not getting punched.
And if I choose to say it that way, I'll say it that way.
If you're not getting punched in the head, it's not a fight, man.
Okay, man. Well, I've done that too, so.
Yeah, nice. All right. Well, we'll get through all that and plenty more coming up on this. Thanks to the crew at the Butcher Shop in Kaleen. Going to kick off the show with a Canberra band for you. Our first Canberra band for the year. Came across these guys on Facebook a couple of weeks ago. They're called Highview. In 2018, they did their first national tour in support of their second EP, Aftermine. They secured support slots alongside Aussie rock heavyweights Cog and Trophy Eyes. And I've got to tell you, this is kick-ass. It is a really, really cool song. So check this out. Go and like them on Facebook. You'll find them Highview. This is Animal kicking off the Give Yourself an Uppercut podcast for this week.
famous for the Campeses, George Lazenby, Mark Webber, and it's where this podcast is recorded. Well, 3 out of 4 ain't bad, I guess. It's the Give Yourself an Uppercut podcast with Scotty, Benny, Steve, and Duke.
And we've sort of promoted this event for the last couple of years. Benny, you took part in it, fought on it a couple of years ago, which is kind of about the time that you went, no, I'm doing MMA. So this was kind of like your last sort of boxing gig,
yeah,
wasn't
it? Yeah, that was at August 2016.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So it was a while ago.
I was a poster up at home. Oh, man, I look terrible.
The Capital Region Muscular Dystrophy Fight Night. It was a good night. It was a great night. It's an awesome night. And Nige from Capital Region Muscular Dystrophy has come in to join us to talk up the event Saturday, the 4th of August at the Ainslie Club. Nige, thanks for coming in, man. And we're looking forward to another big show this year.
Yeah, mate, thanks for having us. It's always great to be here. And yes, Benny fought for us down at, I think it was the second
Vikings. It was Vikings, yeah.
Duke was in fine form.
I did an interview. I think I swore on the microphone.
About his love for other countries.
I just missed the Olympics, so I sort of was on the piss and doing interviews I probably shouldn't.
we remember that part well.
Yeah. But Nige, I mean, obviously, when you guys first approached me to be involved, everyone knew. I spoke about my old man on the radio a fair bit, and Dad's got muscular dystrophy, and it is a mongrel of a disease. There's about 9 different types of it. They're no closer to finding any cure for any of them. So the money we make here gets spent here. I know young Pierce, who was helped out by the group through Pedal for Pierce, but a machine was purchased out of last year's fight for him, a cough machine.
Yep.
Tell us what the money will be used on this time around.
So the money, we basically are buying a whole bunch of equipment for people around Canberra and New South Wales.
Yep.
Obviously, the cough assist machines are one of those things, which are about $10,000 a pop.
Yep.
So it's, you know, it's a good help for the families to get that sort of equipment and assistance.
Yep.
We help with repair of wheelchairs, building ramps for houses. We've also got a clinic that we're running with the University of Canberra.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Oakley's been instrumental in getting that up and running over the last few years, and that really helps everyone to get down and see physiotherapists to actually do some exercises to stimulate the muscles, as well as learn about nutrition and, you know, healthy lifestyle to basically get on with their lives.
Yeah, because essentially the muscular dystrophy, I know Rob's got, my dad's got, the muscles atrophy and they waste away and essentially turn to fat and they become useless. And that's what they say is going to end my old man. They reckon his diaphragm will get to the point where it won't work and he won't be able to breathe because his heart's perfect. But they reckon that's what'll get dad. It'll get to the point where he goes into an iron lung or that's it and that's game over.
Yeah, that's horrible.
So it is. It is. It's just, it's a terrible, terrible disease. And as we've said before, boys, and it sounds really weird, I'm heavily involved with Rise Above, the cancer charity here. Muscular dystrophy is not a fashionable disease because people don't know much about it. So events like this that raise awareness make a world of difference, that it puts it out there in that mindset of people.
100%. I mean, we when I first started getting involved in this in 2008, I'd never ever heard of muscular dystrophy.
Mm.
And I did a little function for young Pierce here in Canberra, and it was amazing to actually learn about this disease and then go, wow, this is crazy.
Because a lot of people think it's MND.
That's right.
It's not motor neurone disease. No. They are two totally different diseases.
Totally different things, And then when I hooked up with Rob Oakley at the muscular dystrophy meeting, we sort of clicked from there and started, you know, trying to get the word out. And I think it's steadily getting there, which is good. And there's a lot more people in Canberra that we've actually found that have many of the forms of muscular dystrophy. And, you know, recently a mate of mine, we used to bike ride all the time, he actually has a form of muscular dystrophy in his hands.
So yeah, right.
It's not common, like you say, and so it's very hard for people to get the support that they need in the area, especially around sort of country New South Wales as well.
Mm,
the word is getting out there, though. More, as I talk about my missus on every podcast, she's obviously a personal trainer. She's just taken up a new client. There's a husband and wife couple, and the husband's got muscular dystrophy. And he's sort of, Carly did a program, took him through a program, just like a one-off training session. But with the training session, it was more just to train his wife, to train the husband of all the different exercises that he'll be able to do, and just basic life skill stuff.
Yep.
Like a lot of balance exercises and things like that. So the word, it's quite common, man. I think The word is definitely getting out there.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, obviously things like this is going to continue to continue to grow in awareness. Is it like muscular dystrophy with the motor neuron? It's just the same thing, but it's your muscles, not your brain. So you're 100% in there. It's just your body's just wasting away.
That's right. Oh, yeah. I mean, you've met Pierce a number of times, and we've had great, you know, we have great conversations with him. But you sort of sit there, and he's totally there, but he just cannot.
Yeah, he's dependent on his wheelchair, you know, and his machines. And it's like my old man now. He's got one of those lift chairs. I think they were called the Smokey Dawson chairs. I used to advertise them on the TV. The lounge chair that lifts.
Yeah, well, we're too young for that, mate.
Okay, right. Well, my old man's got one of them, and that sort of gets him up, and he can sort of take two really awkward steps to his wheelchair and sort of flop into the wheelchair, and that's it. And he flops out of his chair into his bed. The seat for the shower for my old man cost $1,200. To go in the shower so dad can just have a shower. And that's the other thing with this disease. When you get to that point where your body starts to backfire on you and it doesn't work, the costs involved, the minute you say, it's like wedding photographers. You say, oh, I've got a wedding coming up, the prices go through the roof. And it's the same deal for this shit too.
Yeah.
The minute someone realizes you've got that disability, the price for everything just goes through the bloody roof.
You need to buy it. Mm. You have to buy it, and people know that. So.
Yeah. Duke, I mean, I know you were down at that fight as much as you might remember too much of it.
No, I was there.
But for you two boys, because what do we got? We've got 10... amateur boxing fights and six or eight kickboxing fights.
I mean, obviously that depends leading up to it because there's obviously things like injuries in training and what have you.
But heartstrings.
You know, it's...
it does happen.
We don't pull out fights, mate. We don't pull out.
We show up. We might get our ass kicked, but we show up.
Yeah, those sort of things always happen, but we're going to have a real stacked card because it really is great that the boxing and now kickboxing community are getting involved with it. So we've got fighters coming down from Sydney and Goulburn as well as the guys from all around the ACT, which is, you know, a great event because it's... you know, it's not a professional fight night. It's a charity event and it's a bit of a show and we like to enjoy it and, you know, we want to make all those boxers welcome, which
you
we
got
do.
A bit of skill on there because one of the guys I train with, Amaze Enyi, this Nigerian, he's Nigerian-Australian kid, mate. He is an absolute gun, man.
He's fighting?
Is he Cameroonian?
No, he's not. He's definitely not.
There's a couple others. Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely. I've had this discussion with him. I did clarify that before I brought it up. He's an absolute gun, but he's coming off shoulder surgery only probably about a year ago now. But he's been back in the gym and looking sharp as. So you're in for a treat watching him. He's a gun.
That's what these nights are good for as well. Yeah. I mean, they're for such a good cause and they put a spotlight on some local fighters that probably might not have that spotlight on some of the bigger shows. Yep. So it's a really good opportunity.
Yeah,
that's
right. And we've had a number of people who've never fought before who actually get in and muscle up for that one night, which is just sensational.
Yeah.
And to see everyone get involved is
and you've got Peter Graham coming down.
Yes.
The Chief.
Yes. Yeah, so
tell him to give him my belt back, man.
You lost it fair and square.
Go and get it back.
Sign gloves by Peter Graham and some sign gloves by Danny Gill will be up for auction as well. So the big Summer Nats prize.
Peter Graham being the guy that beat me for my Aussie book.
talking about Peter Graham.
I'm giving him a pump up.
And he's going to talk about the fight apparently on that night as well.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
No, he beat me. He's done everything I've done in all three fight sports and above and beyond.
Yeah, he's a legend.
No, so recently retired a few months ago, as we touched on the podcast. So he's a legend.
Summer Nats big prize. Andy Lopez and the Summer Nats crew give us like the ultimate Summer Nats experience every year. So you get to hang out, meet the bands, have dinner with all the crew and stuff, and tickets for the whole weekend. So I know that's going to be up for auction as well. And I do believe there's like maybe one or two corporate tables left, Nige, if people want to get in there.
Yeah, there's a couple of corporate tables left. So you got to be in quick if you want that. We'll attach the details to the bottom of the podcast.
I will
get in contact with Rob. Give him a ring and then we can sort that out.
If you're
going to
do it, do it in style.
That's it, right, man. There's nothing better than going to a fight night and having a few bevvies, watching people punch the crap out of each other. It's great.
Bevvies.
All the links will be on the post for this week's podcast. So get along and get amongst it. I think you can even get a drinks package at the Ainslie Club, even if you're just in a seat.
You can now. Yeah. Yes, this year we've actually sort of worked out that we can do a seat and drinks package.
Yeah, so you don't have to pay for the corporate table. Just get a seat and get blotto.
And we'll give you some finger food to go with that drink.
Yeah,
course,
nice.
You know.
Very nice. But, that's what it's
don't worry about the food.
I think that's part of the licensing.
Please eat something.
Like when you used to go to Flamingo's nightclub in Goulburn in the 90s, they had the chicken nuggets were been there for 7 years, but that's how they had their cheap grog license, I do believe, at the time. Yeah. So that's how they got away with it. So yeah, get along and support it, folks. It's for a great cause, and Rob and Nigel, it's a very, very small group, Capital Region Muscular Dystrophy, and geez, we'd have to be getting close to $100,000 over 4 or 5 years now in money raised.
Easily, yeah. Yes, because we, you know, not only the fight night, but we do have, like this year we started, had a charity car show,
yep,
which was awesome.
And you've got a residency at the basement.
Yeah, you do Dance
much.
For Dystrophy at the basement.
I do Dance for Dystrophy at the basement every month where we get down and play some loud music and have a good time.
And is it true that you used to play at Ibiza?
Yes.
Yeah, man, this guy's clubbed all over the world, man.
I've been doing it for 30 years.
Yeah. I should be able to do some DJing at the nightclub. And I'm thinking, yeah, all right, Dad. No, no worries. And then you sort of gave me like a weird look. And then I'm like, why didn't you tell me you played a freaking Ibiza, man? That's an easy sell. That's so awesome.
Folks, get along there. Get amongst it. And Nige, mate, thanks again. And well done for you and Rob for sticking it out.
Thanks
and
heaps
going
for
hard.
You know, having us here and all the support you've given us over the years. It's been great. And, you know, let's continue on and muscle up for Muscular Dystrophy.
Thanks to The Butcher Shop, Kayleen.
You've downloaded the Give Yourself an Uppercut podcast
with Scotty, Benny, Steve and Duke.
Don't ask us how it works, just be glad it does.
Time to thank our wonderful sponsor, The Butcher Shop in Kayleen. Now, I went in again this week. I felt a bit bad for our promo last week, so I've gone in there again. I had my heart set on a cattleman's cart,
yep,
and I asked one. They didn't have any left. And then the young fella, the youngest guy that works there, he goes, Benny, wait there a minute, mate. Goes out the back, pulls his knife out.
Kill
pulls
the cow.
A full like...
A body, big, a body of cow. A hind quarter, yeah.
Chops it up into like a million pieces and cuts me off the exact amount of cattleman's cut I wanted. What a legend.
That's what they do at
that's
the butcher
customer
shop.
Service.
That's
customer service.
That is, isn't it?
If you drop my name, they'll look after you. And if you don't, they'll still look after you because they're legends.
It's like the Simpsons episode where they pick the cow, they kill...
Oh, he's a bit listless, isn't he? Mr. Burns. That was the episode where Homer went up against Red the Trucker and killed him because he ate a 96-ounce steak and it killed him. That won't happen at the butcher shop. You just may stop before you can get it all in. But there you go. And that is proof that the stuff you get at the butcher shop doesn't come out of a box from somewhere, that it's fresh from the farm and comes in hind quarters. And they're actual butchers. They cut it up for you on the spot. That's awesome.
It's awesome customer service. I've got a defrosting right now, so I'll have a full report on the cattleman's cut next week.
Okay.
Eat your meat, kids.
As
eat
I said, Benny, how thick is it? Give me a look. How many things?
It's like for me.
Holy
and,
crap.
It's for me and Carly.
Right, okay. Yeah. So I'll tell you now, trust me, as a man who's cooked many cattleman's cutlets.
How hot?
Hot pan.
How long?
Pan as hot
we're
as
gonna,
the surface
we're gonna,
of the sun to start with.
We're going
to
oven it.
So that was
that's a trip.
What was the girth?
Oh, and then in the oven.
Correct, Benny. So in a really hot bloody skillet, like get both sides seared, then whack it in the oven.
Is that a frying pan?
Yeah, all that too.
Yes, frying pan, seared it.
What's a skillet?
In the oven.
Well, same. Well, a frying pan you can put in the oven without a plastic handle. Because no one knew you'd put in a fry pan.
Carly's going
to
do it.
Ask Carly to sear it both sides.
Carly's got it. She's
in the oven. If it's a big thick bugger, about 20 minutes at 160 and it'll be perfect, mate.
Yeah, that all.
Trust me.
20 minutes.
Yeah, about that, 20 minutes. Depending on, although the way you just showed it, it does look like half the size of your head.
She's big.
All right, maybe a bit longer.
It's like Farlap's heart.
Whatever you're after, folks, the snags, they're made on the premises. The bacon smoked on the premises. The mince is... It doesn't have fat in it. It's the best stuff you can get. The best meat in Canberra,
the
hands down.
The cattleman's cut is cut on premises.
Yeah, indeed. All the meat is cut on the premises. Get into the butcher shop, Kayleen, and get it down your neck.
What do you get when you cross a former radio host, two biff merchants, and the human version of Viagra? You get this. The Give Yourself an Uppercut podcast with Scotty, Ben, Steve and Duke.
All right, Duke, wait, ready? Watch his face. It's top five time. Look at that. Look at it.
Here we go. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, indeed. It's top five time.
Loving it. Now,
God help me when Duke and Payos aren't here.
It is the age of superhero movies at present. We know since Iron Man came out in 2008, it's been Marvel and DC going hammer and tong. Right? And tell me you don't love superhero movies, Benny. Do you like them?
I don't love superhero movies.
You don't?
I like Deadpool.
Yeah.
Because it's a piss take on superhero movies.
Yeah, well, that's Deadpool's thing. But I mean,
I don't like him either. I get a lot of flack for I don't like.
Oh, do you?
No, I don't like him here.
See, I'd be happy if Hollywood only made superhero movies and the occasional Star Wars film. I'd be stoked. Rom coms, dramas, thrillers, fuck them all off. Just do superhero movies.
Did you watch the new one, the new Star Wars? What'd you?
Yeah, man, I actually liked it, and I thought the Han Solo standalone I thought was really good, but that was on a hiding to nothing from the get go.
Their budget was crazy, hey?
They went through two directors. and they hired and fired a bunch of people and brought them back. But I actually thought it was quite good. Yeah. So anyway, we'll see what happens with people the final Star Wars movies.
Because I like the Star Wars movies. Yeah. I don't consider that a superhero movie. Yeah. I like Star Wars movies.
That's sci-fi, man.
Yeah.
That's all about.
With a protagonist and antagonist. That's just a traditional story.
I don't care
which
direction they take it. You know what I mean? Like, who are they to say?
Well, Disney, all the fanboys like, Disney's ruining it by bringing out too many films. Man. It's like Disney paid $4.2 billion for the franchise. Let they're going to make as many movies as they want.
So basically, Star Wars is worth as much as the UFC.
Yes, correct. Correct. That's how much they paid George Lucas for it. But I haven't seen it yet, but I've read it and heard good things about Ant-Man and the Wasp. Now, the trailers look great. It looks funny. The action looks cool. But there is one glaring issue. Now, I know he's got his power suit made by Dr. Hank Pym and all that stuff, but ants, come on. I know they're strong for their size, but it didn't stop me when I was bitten by bull ants as a kid on the nutsack standing on them, and they didn't put up much of a fight back then. So it just got me thinking, it's time for this.
And now, it's another Give Yourself an Uppercut Top 5.
Yep, it's the top 5 problems with a superhero named Ant-Man, okay?
This is going to be good.
Coming in at number 5, whenever you really need him, he's at a picnic. Oh, Edwards, he's a hard taskmaster, isn't he?
Keep trying, Dad.
All right. Oh, dearie me. Number 4, he's built a giant mound of dirt around his house, which pretty much makes visiting him impossible.
Or you're in Charnwood. Oh, sorry. I could add to him as well now.
Thanks, man.
Number 3, that really makes top 5 better. Problems with a superhero named Ant-Man. He'll save anyone at any time unless you own a magnifying glass factory and it's being robbed at midday.
That was my childhood.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Make
Why doesn't that surprise me?
That was my childhood.
You're a sadist.
Number 2, once he gets in your cupboards, it's really hard to get rid of him. No. All right, whatever, Edwards. And there's the drum roll. And number 1 in the top 5 problems with a superhero named Ant-Man, he can defeat any evil power except Mortine.
That's a fake laugh.
No, man, I like that. For all the listeners, jump on our Instagram page and I've posted a photo of how Ben sits during the entire top 5.
Hashtag grumpy. Yeah. Hashtag not funny. Hashtag dad
look
jokes.
Look at the guns.
Oh, Ben makes me proof every photo that goes up. However, this one I reckon will go up because his arms are big, but his face is lemony and soury.
And good plug, Duke. We got on Insta last week finally, so go and like the Instagram page.
Get on our Instagram page. We're going to post heaps of funny stuff on there.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Starting with my guns.
Ben's soury face.
He's put more people to sleep in the ring than you've had hot dinners. He's faced the biggest and meanest dudes on the planet.
Another dramatic finish here as Ben Edwards comes from behind. Wow!
So now it's time for Ben's Biff-a-rama.
That's insane in the membrane.
All right, Benny, you're up, son.
All right, Biff-a-rama. So on the weekend, we had the UFC Fight Night 133 from Boise in Iowa. It was main evented by me if I wasn't fat and from Brazil. We got the same style. I think Junior Dos Santos, the former champion, coming up against Bulgarian Blagov Ivanov, whose claim to fame was a win over Fedor Emelianenko in Sambo.
Judo black belt too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And he's got two massive stab wounds, one in his chest and one. It looks like he's had what is it when they put the pen in your throat?
Tracheotomy.
Yeah. Looks like he's had one of them. He's had a rough life. But gave me hope because it's a chubby guy that no one ever heard of in a main event.
Yeah, nice.
So there's hope, man.
There's a lot of Europeans over there, man. So, just chuck him in there.
There's not many Aussies, mate, so they'll chuck me in. Fuck. Oh, I don't know why I swore there.
Ben just swore.
He just wants me to edit stuff because I did a top 5. Yeah.
So, yeah, Junior's it's his first fight back from suspension. And to be honest, I don't know what people are always critiquing. He has looked like he's got a phenomenal physique. He looked a bit softer than normal, man.
Why do you think he looked a bit softer than normal?
Mate.
Is he off the gear?
Quack. I don't, mate.
Well, he just got done
he
for.
He just
it.
Got popped for something. Okay. And, mate, he did look different. He has looked awesome. He's old. And, he still looked great.
Yeah.
But he was not as jacked as
cut
he used
as
to
he
be.
Normally he's cut. Is, yeah.
So, and the last couple of fights he's had where he got stopped, he kept putting himself on the cage. And when you back yourself onto the cage, you got no room to move. You can't avoid punches as easily. And
that's how Stipe absolutely.
Yeah, Stipe just caught him right on the chin because he had nowhere to go. Couldn't move his head. The cage is there. So this fight, he finally stayed off the cage and had really good ring control. I think they obviously been working on it because he was on the cage for 2 seconds and then circled back out again and was maintaining the center of the ring.
That's how Junior beat Kane the first time. Took the center of the ring.
And bombed him.
Bombed him.
Yeah. Yeah, and he landed that overhand right a few times against Ivanov, but it was a complete whitewash. It was 50-45, unanimous decision on all three judges' scorecards. Junior then did the – he's the nicest guy ever. Did like a really polite call out for Stipe for a rubber match because they are 1-1 at the moment. So interesting to see what happens there.
Stipe would murk him if they fought again.
If they fought
I reckon those two fights with Kane, man, I reckon he's never going to be the same after that.
And Usada.
Yeah, Asada as well. And again, you punched that 500 times by the Mexican Daniel Cormier. and on the undercard, Aussie.
Volkanovski.
Macedonia. He took on Darren Elkins, who is the number 10 ranked featherweight.
And Darren Elkins is a warrior.
Absolutely. He is just... I was talking about Max Holloway coming off the back of a caravan. Darren Elkins could be his next door neighbor. He looks rough as. The guy is stupidly tough.
His last fight, he literally came back from the dead.
Yeah.
Got bashed for three rounds and in the last minute came back with a submission win.
He's awesome. And he's done that before against Mirsad Bektik when Bektik was undefeated. The guy is an absolute warrior. Now, Volkan, he got the unanimous decision. He's now won 14 fights in a row and five straight in the UFC.
That's correct.
But the thing with featherweight, lightweight, and welterweight, or mainly featherweight and lightweight, there's what are they called?
The division.
Division. I was going to say statisticians are so stacked.
There's heaps of them. Well, yeah.
They're not even taking in any more lightweights. Like one of Duke's mates from Melbourne, Cal Potter.
Caleb Potter. He was one of the top. Still, he's one of the top guys in Australia.
Can't even get a start.
We just got.
There's too many guys that fight at 70 kilos.
So you got to go up or go down.
He's 5-0. He's finally cracked the top. The top 15. Volkanovski. He's literally. If you look at those above him, they're all names.
Mate, absolutely stacked, man. Yeah. It's just a murderer's row. Yep. One mistake in featherweight or lightweight,
and you're gone.
You're gone, man, and you're straight back to the back of the pile. If you're at the top of that, like Khabib and Holloway, you are an absolute murderer. And let alone if you can get there and stay there for a couple of fights.
Yeah,
that's a phenomenal effort. Now, I just wanted to quickly touch on last week with the UFC 226. I just found this interesting statistic that I thought people might find also interesting.
Hit me with it, Benny.
Three of the 10 fighters on the main card. Dads were murdered. I just thought that was quite interesting.
Their dads were murdered
when they were kids, man. Daniel Cormier, Khalil Rountree, and Anthony Pettis. I just thought that was quite interesting.
I reckon that's exactly the sort of things that our listeners need to hear. Yeah.
That's interesting, man. I'm a stats guy. Now moving on. Now this you'll be interested. You might be able to answer this for me, Jim.
What's that? The rest of the card. Dude, Volkanovski called out Chad Mendes.
Yeah.
You see that?
And Chad looked great too. Left hook, bomb. And that was Chad's first suspension, first fight back from suspension as well.
He looked a million bucks. That was a legit suspension.
2 years.
That was human growth.
Yeah, 2 years. And he still looked pretty bloody good. But man, he that would be a cracking fight. And mate, he bloody deserves it now.
Yeah, I think so.
Mate, how many more fights do you have to win? If you're a heavyweight and you win five fights in a row, you're going to get a shot at the bloody title.
Tyson
Pedro won two fights and he was in the top 15.
So mate, that just shows how stacked that division is. But mate, what's up with Brock's teeth, man?
Oh, is that real?
That's legit. Because I found old photos from matches years ago on like legit wrestling sites.
What the hell? Hey,
well, one dentist commented and said it's from grinding your teeth.
Yeah, it looks like he's just ground them down.
And I think he's just one of those guys who's shit scared of the dentist because obviously money's a non-issue.
He lives in the woods.
Yeah, he's not going to the dentist all the time. But I reckon it's just from grinding his teeth.
They're all black.
Absolutely. Yeah, the tops of them. It's just worn
ground
off.
Down to like the hollow center.
I literally thought that was a Photoshop.
No.
Me too, at the start. And you follow it up, man. There's photos of him from WrestleMania and all that. So then you can see him.
Yuck.
That ain't right, man. Oh. That ain't right.
So just goes to show. Send a dentist out to the woods.
You can be. I think it's just shit scared. That's my opinion.
I'm petrified of the dentist. I hate going to the dentist.
But if I got Brock, fuck you money, I'm going to say, look, just give me a general anesthetic and wake me up when it's all over.
Knock me out for a week.
100%. 100%, man. So I just, anyway.
He's not scared of medication, obviously.
Special medication.
Yeah, especially the Mexican subs and dentist work's pretty cheap in Tijuana. Apparently, there's like a whole strip in Tijuana because it's so close to the border where you can get cheap dental work done. There's like a whole street of dentists.
Yeah, probably.
And they're all killing it with all these Americans going over for cheap dental surgery.
You go to Thailand giving years done as well. I got a few mates that have done that.
Yeah, I've had a few girlfriends got their tits done.
Thanks.
What have you seen? What's been going on with Dana and Brendan Schaub?
Yeah, it's how awesome is that,
man? So Brendan, basically, UFC president and Brendan Schaub have been going back and forth on Instagram.
So it started with Brendan Schaub was commenting on how some of the kickboxers, some of the high level kickboxers, he was talking about Gurkhan Saki, how because he got iced,
yeah,
how they need to learn to adapt to the smaller gloves and whatnot.
Like we touched on last week, too.
And I mean Ben's pointed this out as well. After Ben's fight, we pointed it out. There is some adapting.
Yeah,
Brendan Schaub was probably right. However, Israel Adesanya has taken offense to that. Posted on his Instagram. And then Dana White's commented saying, don't worry about Brendan Schaub, he's an idiot. Because Brendan Schaub doesn't obviously fight for the UFC anymore, yep, and has had some conflicting views.
Yeah.
The Reebok deal and the...
He's been just calling it as he sees it. And Brendan is not a pro-UFC guy anymore.
Dana White said if it wasn't for Joe Rogan carrying you, you'd be nobody.
Yeah, he's an expert in getting knocked out. He went 6-5 in the UFC. But Schaub defended it and said, mate, I was talking about Saki going straight from kickboxing to high-level MMA. Israel Adesanya, he actually did the hard work and had a really good record.
He had like 12 regional fights. We saw him in Australia. He won the Toll AFC. Yeah. He won the title.
So he was already very experienced before he got to the UFC. So that's what Schaub's...
What about Schaub's comeback? Did you see the last one?
Yeah, he was implying that... I've never heard the terminology before, but he implied that him and Dana White were Eskimo brothers. Which is in Australian lingo would be your tunnel buddies. You both slept with the same girl.
Yeah. Right.
And they're talking about Rhonda because Brendan...
Well, that's what they reckon.
Rhonda.
We don't know.
Yeah, it has to be. It has to be. Man.
It kind of has to be. I'm sure...
It has to be.
I'm sure these two famous millionaires have chopped more girls than Rhonda Rousey.
Yeah, so I don't even know what else to say. But
I want to see what Brendan Schaub says
back. Yeah, there hasn't been anything for a day or two. And maybe he's saving up for his podcast.
He's definitely saving up for his podcast.
Yeah, so that's kind of, I reckon it's going to be his most downloaded podcast ever. And I will be checking it out. And you're going to touch on Connor later on?
Yeah, I'll talk about it in my podcast. Talking Tag Towns.
All right, well, that's a wrap, folks.
Thanks, Betty.
You're listening to the Give Yourself an Uppercut podcast. Thanks to The Butcher Shop, Kayleen. And now it's time for Talking Takedowns with the man who has a tattoo of Bon Jovi on his left ass cheek.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome Duke Didier.
Well, that was quick. Take it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Just get to it, man.
Welcome to Talking Takedowns. Okay. It's better with payos. He cheers me on a bit. Oh, don't worry. You two just looked at me grumpy.
I'm not grumpy. I'm just in pain.
It's good he hurt his back.
Scotty's got to sleep in his
bed. I got my hot water bottle. I'm like a grandpa.
Scotty's got his period. Takedowns didn't hurt your back. Don't blame my segment for your back, man. I've hurt many a back with takedowns, but not yours. And not
I hurt your back while you were trying to put me down.
Anyway, we're moving on. Main thing I was going to touch on, the first one upcoming, Ben Cicoli, one of my training partners down in Resilience, Ben's heavyweight friend from Ultimate Fighter Trials. He made it through. He's in the Ultimate Fighter House.
He's got to be the red hot favorite, I reckon.
I don't know the other guys.
Form, mate, from what I saw, in terms of age, form, and how he wins and his skill set with grappling and big left-handed banger, mate, from what I saw, I reckon he's a favourite, mate, for sure.
And I don't want to sort of, you know, whilst I've got favouritism because he's from the same gym, but it's a testament to my coach, Daniel Kelly. When Ben came in, he had a record of, I think it was 3-2.
Yeah,
that was his record. Now, he's got to, I think it's like 7 or 8-2 now and won national titles.
Yeah.
So he's, because Daniel's obviously changed his training ethic and also changed his takedown defense. So now he's gone from just a banger to a guy that can actually grapple in several different aspects.
Yep.
And look, it's paid in dividends. He's in the Oldman Fighter House. 6-2.
So does that mean he's undefeated with Dan?
Yeah, he's undefeated with Dan.
And when you were over at Tiger Muay Thai leading up to the Brace debacle, he was over there training with
you
as well.
Rooming.
So he's come off a training camp not that long ago.
So the guys I went with was Daniel Bentasoli, and the other guy in our room was Jimmy Crute.
Yep.
And Jimmy Crute, he's also trains with us on a Friday. He's just been signed up. He's fighting on the Dana White's Contender Series in 2 Tuesdays' time.
Nice.
Which is another good Aussie waving the flag. So basically...
They're both in Vegas at the same time.
They're in Vegas at the same time. The way the Contender Series works is if you win your fight, you get a contract. That's as simple as it is.
Wow.
So it's
90% of the time. 90%. There has been a few guys that won and didn't go
through. Except if it's a snoozer, but Jimmy Crute is no snoozer. Nah, he's awesome. An absolute gun. So he's a light heavyweight like me, yep. And he completely cleared house in Australia. So it's...
The Anzac takeover.
Yeah.
That they keep talking about. It's happening, isn't it?
Mate, it's going to be that good. Hopefully we see Bentasoli win the Ultimate Fighter and Jimmy Crute, because then it only helps raise the stock of Australian fighting.
Correct.
Because the more fighters you've got, the more people are investing in it.
Yep.
And especially those around in my direct training group, it'd be unreal. So
is it 100K when you win Ultimate Fighter? Is that what it's been the last couple of seasons they've done it?
It was originally, it was a five-figure contract, so it was five fights for 20 grand.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But that's been
the
same opportunity for 13 years.
Oh, exactly. but that's awesome. Yeah. Like that's Well, I mean, yeah, so you're locked into no matter who you get
in
those five fights.
You're locked in for shit money for five fights.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think that's a good idea. I don't even know if that's what they're doing anymore. They might be.
But as you said, you can't buy that kind of publicity. You win that show, you're on that show,
you get in, TV star, bang. Yeah, so
happy days.
So good luck to both the boys, both the Aussie boys getting in.
Do you know when the final is for the Ultimate Fight? When that's
no,
gonna
I don't
be,
even know
it's
when
gonna
it
be
comes
like
out.
End of the year or something.
I don't know when it comes out. I don't know if they're going to do it week by week.
It'd be interesting to see if it was before December, because Duke told me that the rumor going around is December 2 in Australia. That's going to be Hunt's retirement fight. That's
it's Adelaide. Well, it's now Adelaide.
Yeah, it's Adelaide.
Yeah, December 2.
So but they're going to say
imagine
it's
that was going to be Hunt's retirement fight. You get Ty Tyson. Maybe if Bentasoli can get through and win. Or even if he just goes well, they're still going to give him a chance.
They still put him on.
The
they'll put him on the prelims.
Yeah. So, man, and chuck me on. I'll jerk the curtain, man.
Well, that's the thing. Well, Ben's in a good position. Ben Edwards now is in a good position, considering they're going to have, hopefully, three heavyweights fights on the card.
If anyone pulls out,
my boy's ready to go.
Yeah.
Imagine that Jimmy Crew, like it's all heavier weight divisions. Chances of a lot of finishes is pretty bloody high.
Yeah. So it'll be exciting times for Australian MMA on the fighting scene.
Awesome.
And just a little bit that I thought I'd add as well is on the internet today as I am, and Conor McGregor and Vladimir Putin hanging out.
Yeah. Apparently Putin
how funny was that?
Apparently Putin invited him.
Yeah, how cool is that?
To hang out at the World Cup together.
What's Khabib say about that?
Well, Khabib said, he probably paid 500 rubles for the photo because Khabib being a Dagestani, them and Pure are like Russians. They don't have the best relationship at the moment.
Okay.
They've got a lot of political turmoil back home. So, And there's another group. I can't remember what it was, but the Russians and the Daggies, they're just because they're Dagestani and Russian, they're not close at all.
Nah, yeah,
not,
right,
especially
okay.
not at the moment, yeah.
Yeah, I reckon that's the coolest photo I've ever seen in my life.
So that's just the ultimate FU from Conor to Khabib. So.
Conor posts a video, I'm in Russia.
And that photo of him sitting there in his suit eating his pasta, like just watching the World Cup, that was gold.
Did you see, he posted this little video of just him in a car and then him walking with bodyguards all around him. Just and it just
he's like
Russia.
15. Yeah.
He definitely knows how to do it, doesn't he, old Conor McGregor?
Yeah,
be good if he just had a fight now.
Of all the times for payoffs to be away, how could it be the post World Cup?
I
didn't watch it. Did you watch it?
No.
All of France won. That's it.
My missus, she doesn't follow sport at all, but she's half Croat and half South African, so she had a shit night because the Crows lost in the soccer and the South African lost in the tennis against the Serbian, which even the worst thing to lose to. But it was Steve being away too, obviously, Origin last week, but we're going to get to that because I've got a little pointer for Origin with Uppercut of the Week, I think. So
we'll
touch on
that
then.
Yeah,
we'll
get into it then.
Yes.
I actually hadn't read that.
Well, it's our podcast. We can uppercut whoever we want.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, and that's the end of Talking Takedowns.
Need advice?
You've come to the wrong place. It's listener question time.
All right, boys, pretty good question this week, I reckon. Kelly has said, this is a bit of a random one, not like the usual ones you have on the show, but what's your favourite movie and your favourite band?
Well, my sentimental. I was never really into music, especially love songs, considering I didn't even kiss a girl until I was 20 years old. So,
how the hell does that come into it?
Because I wasn't into love songs, man. So, obviously, the sentimental favourite for me was, at the time, Metallica. Like, that was my life for about 5 years as a teenager.
So, Metallica, yep.
And Forrest Gump is the best movie ever made.
That's not a bad movie, but I don't know about that.
So many historical events like Watergate and all that, and winds it all in, and it's funny, and then the main character is like disabled. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's gold, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. Okay. Absolutely brilliant movie, man.
Well, all right, Duke. I mean, we've got obvious favorite. Well, I grew up with The Offspring. Oh, they raised me.
Okay.
The Offspring raised me.
Then you got into Bon Jovi.
Then obviously now.
So we're saying Bon Jovi. Well, right?
There's no way I can't say Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
They've changed my life.
Yeah.
And movies is a tough one, isn't it? Because once I watch one once or twice, you know, I like the Rocky movies, but I don't know. You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say, what's his name? Happy Gilmore. That's a cracker. You can put that on, sit there and watch it anytime.
It's never old.
It's never old.
Happy Gilmore and the Waterboy. That was just, they're my top five comedies ever. For sure.
There you go. 100%. Yeah. Nice. So, musically for me, I'll say growing up in Newcastle and at the age I was when the Screaming Jets got signed and they won like Triple J's National Battle of the Bands comp and then got signed by Chris Murphy to Rua, who was the first band he signed after INXS. So that was like enormous at the time. And the original Jets lineup, if you ever saw them in their heyday, not a more dangerous and entertaining band has there ever graced the stage. Like they were up there with Akadaka and the Angels.
I probably could have guessed you were going to say that.
I'll approve that. Yeah, I'll approve
and now it's probably leaning more to Alterbridge these days. But and favourite movie of all time, I've seen it 19,000 times, can quote every single line of
Debbie
it.
Debbie Does Dallas?
No, The Blues Brothers.
Oh, really?
What a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
I lived on that movie as a kid. That and Crossroads with Ralph Macchio playing guitar, but Blues Brothers for sure.
Blues Brothers,
yeah.
Good movie.
Yeah. What would let's have a guess. What would Payos's favourite be?
Just what I just said then. Debbie Does Dallas. The movie.
But if it's not if it's song, not a porno,
favourite song is that porn track soundtrack. It'd be
boom chicka wow wow.
It'd be the Scarface and that real sleazy guy that's in it.
What's his?
I don't know. He's not the main guy. It's like the sleazy offsider. He's like, I love that guy, man.
Or the Soprano. She's a whole Tony.
There you go, Kelly. Thanks for your question.
The podcast you're listening to is pre-recorded before a live studio fern.
The Give Yourself an Uppercut podcast with Scotty, Ben, Steve and Duke.
Season 3, episode 12 of the Give Yourself an Uppercut podcast, even the podcast. Thanks to the Butcher
Shop. The pubcast. Did someone say pubcast? Pub. Let's go to pub.
I feel like I've been at the pub. Codeine is my friend today. All thanks to the Butcher Shop at Kayleen is coming to a close. Steve will be back this week. Don't forget.
Is Steve coming in?
Tonight? No, mate. He's away, remember? Mate, we spoke about this at the top of the show.
Hey, Steve,
was it CTE? Is that what it is?
Oh, no.
It's my tongue.
We've got to thank Nige from Capital Region Muscular Dystrophy for coming in. That is shaping up to be a big night. Saturday, August 4th. Couple of tables left, but nearly all gone. Some great prizes. You can win that Ultimate Summer Nats package that goes for a bomb every year. All sorts of stuff, and of course there's the Danny Giel and the Peter Graham gloves that are signed that are going to be down there. Peter Graham signed some gloves for him.
They got rid of me.
I don't know. Nige didn't ask you, so you can't fit a signature on little gloves, Benny. So that's probably what it is.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah, sure, that's what it is.
Not the Peter Graham beat.
Uppercut of the week, boys. I don't think it's any surprise. Of course, last week we put out the podcast before. Okay, what?
And we need to make a sound effect for you, and it's got to sound like someone hitting someone with an electric guitar. So just like a thud and like a.
Oh, twang. Because okay. There's your punch, there's Duke's armbar, and now there's the Payos bitch slap.
Yeah.
And then we want like a clang.
And we want a Scotty cracking someone.
All right, okay. I think there was an old Stones doco where Keith Richards just poleaxed a dude with a 73 otherwise, black Telecaster.
Otherwise,
on stage.
Sound good. Jeff Jarrett, you smashed a whole heap of dudes with in the WWE. Yeah.
So did the Rock.
It's got to be electric, though.
Or Elias now in the WWE.
Yeah. All right. Well,
there's dudes getting hit with guitars. I got access to it.
Honky Tonk Man as well.
Okay. Well, leave it. I'll find one because we record this on a Monday night podcast.
So it's I'll find one. Inflicting pain somehow of the week.
No, we can't just call it that. It's just got to be the
bashing some dude.
Yourself an uppercut, love tap.
Hurting someone
what
every
about
week.
That? Give yourself an uppercut.
No love,
podcast,
man.
Love tap. It is a gentle love tap.
Payos will give the love.
He'll give the love. He'll give him the clap.
Whatever we're calling it, it's got to go to Mal Meninga, Laurie Daly, and Darren Lockyer. I'm sorry, those guys were the selectors for of the series.
Do they all vote?
They do. They voted in all three games.
One?
Yeah, for the player of the series. Which
but even
went,
Laurie.
It went to Billy Slater, right? Billy Slater only played in two of the Origin games.
And one of them they lost.
We haven't even touched on it. Well done to Queensland. They were too good in game three.
Oh, well.
And yeah, bloody, I don't know how a guy who doesn't even play game one, then played on a losing side in game two, and was good for the first 20 minutes in that game, but then he was terrible.
I saw the stats. I'm pretty sure it was Tedesco who
Tedesco
was
Tedesco doubled him in everything.
And played an extra game.
And then Damien Cook and Boyd Cordner were right up there as well. So, yeah, I don't know how.
It was just a happy retirement from Origin, right?
Yeah, and it was embarrassing. You could even see Slater looked embarrassed.
It was just
it
was just like a bloody team.
And he's won it before, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He doesn't need it.
No,
it's
that's
only because
right.
he's retiring. So, it cheapens the award.
And yeah, I'm a devout Blues supporter, but there is no way Billy Slater deserved that award. There were more people that deserved that. And
this is touchy. So you're going to hit Mal Meninga with a guitar?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. He will call. Melagana said Edwards and Johnson will get the phone call after this one. For sure. Anyway, here we go, boys. That's impressive. I like that. I like that we put a guitar in there.
Yeah, it sounded good, man.
Yeah. We had to hit a few
of them. Out of tune.
There was three judges. We had to do...
You hit someone properly, it goes out of tune.
The tribe has spoken, man.
Yeah, indeed. That's it for us this week. Don't forget, we'll put up links where you can go and get tickets for the CRMD fight night. And plenty more. And if you don't follow us on Instagram yet, make sure you go and do that. We set that up last week. Obviously, the Facebook page and on Twitter as well at Biff and Riff. So get amongst the socials, spread the word, and get us further up the podcast list. I think we were number 7 last week internationally on Podomatic out of 27,000 podcasts.
I'm hearing more and more about it. I don't know if people are just maybe seeing me down trying to cheer me up, but people are honestly... but I'm hearing more and more that people are listening. So yeah. Tell your friends.
Yeah. Share it around, folks. Like, seriously, if you're listening to this, and go onto the Facebook page and share it onto your personal pages for us, because that'll help get the word out there. It gets the word out there for our sponsor, The Butcher Shop, and without them, we wouldn't be able to do it. So please go and share. And on that note, I'll say get a big black dog up, yeah?
I won't steal your thing, Duke. Don't worry. I saw you ready to chime in.
I was just about to chime in.
See you next Thursday.
Don't miss me too much, Canberra.
Well, that's a wrap. And let me guess what happened in this episode. Duke and Ben argued over who was Canberra's favourite fighting son. Steve pronounced some ethnic sports folks' surnames correctly. And Scotty said something about the Newcastle Knights and tried to impress Edwards with a top 5. Am I right? Yeah, thought so. The Give Yourself an Uppercut podcast couldn't be made possible without our wonderful, long-standing sponsor, The Butcher Shop Kayleen. Wrap your gob around one of their sausages. You'll love it. Till next time.